Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
So I've been feeling a bit lackluster, uninspired, very heady lately. And it's funny because I feel like I've got all these tools and tricks to snap me out of it, but they're not really working. So one of my go-tos when I'm feeling all stuck up in my head is to speak. And you know, I've got a podcast episode due and uninspired is not a good place to be, although that's a bit of a judgment. But here I am, walking and talking despite my lack of anything profound to say. I think maybe just the act of showing up in itself when I'm feeling this way is profound. This has come up for a few reasons, I guess. Because I've finished my book, it's out into the world, and I'm kind of like, what's next? I'm feeling this need for a bit of a shake-up, to create something new. And I'm not quite sure what that is yet. And I feel like there's this time limit, you know, this timer that's like, the deadline's looming, Freudian sleep, the deadline is looming. Because I'm coming into this period of the year where, you know, things do tend to quieten down at times, and I go into this place of fear, like, what's next? You know, our mastermind's about to wrap up at the end of the year, and I don't know what's next. And so then, when I go into this place of fear, I get all up in my head. I start thinking, what's next? What's next? Oh God, what's next? And then that kind of stifles the creativity. You know what? It's really fucking hot today. And it's like not really hot, but anyway, I think because I was walking against the breeze. Whew, I'm warm and I'm wearing jeans and a jumper. I'm just going to turn back and face the breeze. So I asked I asked for a sign in my dreams. Like, this is the thing, when I get to this place where I'm just trying to figure out, when I'm trying to find the answers, it's not the place. It's not the place where I find them. You know, this figuring out place. It's actually not like the second, I know this, right? The second I get into my head, things start to go a bit haywire. I overcomplicate things. I start losing connection as to why I'm actually doing it. It becomes like an external thing. And the second there's that external factor, that's where the attachment comes in for me. And where things start to go a bit awry. Is that how you say that? Awry? So I'm just down here pounding out the sand. Taken a moment. Plugging back in. Not just sitting in front of, you know, it's like that blank canvas syndrome. We just kind of sit there looking at the canvas, waiting for inspiration to strike. And the hardest part is just like making that first brushstroke. And I feel that's kind of where I'm at right now. Just sitting in front of a blank canvas saying, "Speak to me." Maybe I don't need it to... Wow, that's windy. Maybe I don't need to wait for the inspiration. Maybe this is the time where I go back to throwing some shit at the walls. Or going back to something that's worked before. I've been thinking about restarting Radcasters and bringing that back now that there's not the level of attachment that there was. You know, that was a great course and it actually had an incredible conversion rate. I just didn't know it at the time. But then there's also this part of me. See, this is the to and fro that happens, right? So starting Radcasters, you know, scaling that up, it doesn't actually really speak to my soul. Maybe it doesn't have to. Sometimes I feel like I've stuffed myself in a little box where it's like, you know, I'm so anti doing anything that's out of alignment that maybe I'm shortchanging myself. You know, this is the period of my creative cycle where I get into this question everything mode, questioning why I'm showing up, questioning why I'm even recording this. Just a lot of questioning. Should I get over myself? Should I stop being so, you know, feminine in my approach? I start judging this approach of doing everything by feeling. Because some days it works, and then other days when I'm stuck in my head, it doesn't. And I think maybe that's the key, is to come back to just creating in the present. And that sometimes works and sometimes just momentarily works, because I get dragged back into looking at, you know, my bank account or looking at my downloads or looking at those external factors, those external measurements of success, and feeling like a failure. And I want to be done with this story. I want to be done with the story of failure. I want to be done with the struggle. You know, it's like it doesn't have to be this hard. It's like when people say, just choose happy. It's like, how? How do I choose happy? I think it's like, maybe you just do, maybe you just choose it. But for me, that feels like a bit of almost suppression. I feel like the key is actually not just choosing happy, but just having acceptance for where you're at. Right now, this is where I'm at. Feeling a bit uninspired, feeling a bit lackluster, feeling like I'm waiting for the next idea to drop in. In this waiting, holding room almost. And maybe the way we actually move through that is just full acceptance of it. This is where I'm at. I don't have to choose happy. I don't have to be happy. I could be anything other than what I'm feeling right now. Bit of a depresso. So, if anything, I guess this is just a permission slip for you to be wherever you are. Like, yes, I'm in this place today. Yes, I was in this place yesterday. Maybe I'll be in this place tomorrow. I don't really know. But I know I won't be here forever. So maybe if I just accept that this is the way I'm feeling today and just go fully into it. Go home. Sit down and do some colouring in. Or learn a song on the ukulele. Or do nothing. Lie on the couch and watch fucking Netflix. It really doesn't matter. So I'm letting myself off the hook. Just letting myself be. Whatever that is. I'd like to end this on a positive note, but I guess that's it. I guess that is the positive note. Like, some days are shit. Some days you're all stuck up in your head. Some days you're wondering if it's all worth it. Some days you're questioning everything. And then you're not. So just hold on. One more day. Alright, till next time. Peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.